Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you have had an outstanding day. I hope that all has been well, you're feeling great, you've been having a good time, and I am so glad again that you are here to join us today. Thank you so much for joining. If you are a new listener, I appreciate you for tuning in. Please, please, please feel free to go back and listen to the previous episodes. They are slam-packed with so much fun and entertainment and excitement. There are also some episodes where you can listen to some of your peers that I have interviewed in the past. But mainly, there's a lot of content and information that you can enjoy that is very educational for you, and you can learn a lot from it. So feel free to go back and listen to those episodes after you have listened to this episode. And again, I'm glad to have you here. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. That means so much to me. As I always tell you, it lets me know that you are really in tune and are enjoying this content that we are providing you all on the podcast each week. So thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. So you all, I have had a great day. It has been a beautiful Friday. As you all know, Friday is the big podcast recording day. And so I've had an outstanding Friday, and I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to connect with you today in this episode. So let's get started. If you listened and tuned in to the episode last week, I put a little check mark. We talked about let's get set up for success. So I want to start there. If you haven't heard that episode, please feel free to go back and listen to it whenever you get a chance. But inside of that episode, I mentioned that we were going to be talking about becoming more independent. And as you all get older, whether you are 5 years old and your parents are helping you and keeping you connected through these episodes, whether you are 10 or 15, or for some of you older, you know, even 20, because again, all of the content here is designed for all ages, but whatever age you may be, being independent is so important. But you just don't become over dependent or independent overnight, do you? You don't become independent overnight. There are things that you have to work on to get to a space of being independent and doing things on your own. So let's talk about that term, independent, for those of you who might not be quite sure what it means. Just a quick example. When I say you're being independent, that means that you're working to complete a task by yourself, whether it is a task like chores, a task like homework, a task like cooking if you're older, whatever the task may be or the assignment may be. Doing it by yourself is what makes you independent. So I want us to focus on really just one tip today. I know sometimes we give 2 tips, 3 tips, 4 tips, or 5 tips, but I want to focus on just one, because if you practice this tip and apply it to becoming more independent, you will get there in a very good time. So it's really simple. The tip that I want to tell you all to help you become more independent is practice doing things by yourself. Simple, right? I bet you're like, huh? It's true. Practice doing things by yourself and start off small. You know, I have to say, sometimes when you practice things and doing things by yourself, sometimes it can be extremely hard, like really, really tough to do. So I want to encourage you that if you are having a hard time, before you reach out to mom and dad or an adult to help you, put your best foot forward. Put your best self forward to see if you can complete that task by yourself. I also want you to encourage yourself and say to yourself, I can do it. Okay? I can do it. Repeat that after me. I can do it. Yes, 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 yes. So pat yourself on the back, guys. No matter what, pat yourself on the back when you successfully complete a task. If you have to put away all the dishes and you have a family of six, and your chore, your duty, or your task for the family is to put away all the dishes, guess what? I know that could seem like an overwhelming task, right? But I know you got it. I know you can do it. So just say that to yourself. I can do it. And take a little break. If you get tired, take a little break. Be sure you ask your parents first, because they may want you to get it done in a timely manner, timely fashion. But if you need a break, ask for a break, okay? And check with them to make sure that is okay, just so you can kind of refuel and get your energy back and have a boost to move forward. Because I always say, especially with tasks, the quicker you get them done, the quicker you can move on to more exciting and cool things, okay? So if you complete the task successfully, pat yourself on the back. But guess what, guys? If you don't complete the task successfully and you need to ask for help from an adult or parents or a teacher, pat yourself on the back anyway, okay? Even if you don't complete that task, because at least you tried. And say to yourself, I will try harder next time to complete the task by myself. Okay? So do your best. Do your best. And it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, you know, to become independent. That is a big thing. Sometimes it takes weeks. Sometimes it might take months. And depending on what the task is, sometimes it takes years. But it's important that you practice, at least try to practice doing those things by yourself. And that's why I say, you know, just be encouraging to yourself, because it is important to know that you tried and you did your very best, your absolute best. So, you know, as you move forward into this upcoming weekend and this upcoming week at school or at home, I want you to just pick a task or two. Challenge yourself, even. Pick a task that you wouldn't normally like to do and start by doing it by yourself. I guarantee you, you will feel so great, guys. You will feel so good knowing that you did your best and you put your best foot forward to becoming more independent. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Go out and be your best self and do your best work, okay? Parents, I want to thank you so much for having your kiddos join me today. Thank you for tuning in as well. Teachers, therapists alike, thank you all as well. I truly appreciate you. Continue to be that support that your kiddo needs, your student needs. Continue to be that support that they need towards having them become more independent. It's something that as parents and as educators, we all want for them, right? So help them out, you know, encourage them to start out small, which is what I discussed with them. Start out small and work your way up to completing those tasks independently. And it's so beneficial for everyone. So encourage them to do just that. Continue to be the amazing driving forces that you are for your kiddos. You know where you can reach me. ListenandLearnLLC.com is the website. ListenandLearnLLC@gmail.com is the email address, and you can contact me there. If you are in Missouri or Georgia, you can contact me at ListenandLearnLLC@gmail.com for an email for information on our program. There are a few spaces left in Missouri, so if you have any questions about anything, we are located in the Zona Rosa, Kansas City area, so feel free to connect with me for additional details, and I'll be happy to guide you along the way. As far as our social media is concerned, you can connect with me on Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. That's our Facebook social media handle. We have so many cool, fun, exciting photos and videos there. Feel free to connect with us there and like our page as well. As far as where you can listen to this podcast, it's anywhere. We are internationally known, and I appreciate all of our international listeners. You can connect with us on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Alexa, Google Podcast. Wherever you listen, we are there. If you want to contact me on the business line, you can connect with me at 678-919-2117. And as I always say, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.